And we are back. It is a Getaway Friday, August 28th, 2020, 16 minutes past the hour. And we continue on with this interesting day. To be sure, the amazing Kreskin, always interesting. We thank him for stopping by. Now, that's going to be fascinating. So I guess a prediction's going to happen in a couple weeks here, and then another prediction's going to happen, and who knows what's going to happen from that point. But we know predictions are flying around. Now, oh, a call's coming in. This should be good. Let's see here. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, are we ever going to play Family Feud?
You know, do you miss that?
I do.
You know, I have not done that in the last few weeks because we've had so many other things going on. But yeah, I was thinking about that last night, a matter of fact, about doing
I
that
again. I felt like we all bonded as a WWDH family.
Were we bonding during that?
I felt that way. I'm sorry if you didn't.
No, I did. I felt the bonding. But this morning, I think I'm just, today is like a stressful day for me. And I don't know what's...
Well, I'm just setting it out there. That was a wonderful bonding exercise.
Well, I tell you what, I will work on getting that back next week.
Yes. Okay, well, that was just my 2 cents worth. Have a good show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Toodles.
All right. Well, maybe we will get the Family Feud back. I don't have any in front of me right now, unfortunately, but who's to say the Family Feud will not return next week? I think it might. All right. Well... here we are, an hour from noon again, and we really don't know what's going to happen at noon at this particular point. Hopefully something will happen of substance. That's all we know. Now this hour, we should be joined by Pat Carroll, and we should be joined by the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, although I'm not banking on anything. Although, we have a pretty good record this morning. Sheriff Bailey was on from 8 to 9. We did get Cousin Brucey on from 9 until 10. We did have Kreskin on last hour. That went very well. So, you know, we are moving in a more positive route than maybe we had before. So I think we're doing okay. Does anybody have any thoughts on anything going on? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you if there's anything on your mind. Always enjoy talking to the listening audience out there. And you know what? We still don't know what happened to Adam the other day. I don't know what happened there. I hope he's okay no matter what happened. He called in one morning to tell us it was Mike Wilson's birthday, and he got disconnected somewhere along the line, and then he tried to call back, and he called in, and all we could hear him say was there was technical difficulties, and then he got cut off, and then we never heard from him again. You know, but that tends to happen with people around here as of late. You know, I'm not sure exactly what is happening as far as the day goes, but you know what? We will make the best of it because it's fun. You know, it's Friday and we all want to have fun as we approach the end of the work week. And you know, did anybody think anything of Sheriff Bailey's interview earlier? I thought that was fascinating. I thought we learned a lot during that interview. Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we will get you on the air, and from there we will see what happens the rest of the day. Now, I do want to say this about our whole issue at 12:15. If something bad happened, if there's like a tragedy going on with Abby, I hope not. Let's just put it that way. But I really don't know. I don't know what has happened. I'm trying to get to the bottom of what has happened there, but I really don't know. At this particular point, all I got this morning was I can't make it today. I really don't know the reason. Now, I hope everything's okay because you don't want bad things to happen to people. So I hope at this particular point everything is okay. Now, last time she didn't show, Michelle did show up, or we had somebody call in, which that worked too. You know, that's fun. We can get by with that. So hopefully one of those two things will happen next hour, because we will have something on from 12:15 to 1, although it's become a great running story, to be honest with you, that this every week is kind of a coin flip if she will show or not. But you know, I'm sure, knowing her as well as I do, that I'm sure there's something going on there. I don't think she would purposely do anything like this. I think there's something else going on. I don't know what it is, and maybe I shouldn't know what it is. So hopefully we get to the bottom of that and everything's smoothed over. Heaven knows we don't need any trouble. We don't need any trouble. But the phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We certainly would love to hear from you today and hear what's on your mind, or if you've been trying to call in this morning. I know several people did try to call in this morning, and we just couldn't get to them because we did have Kreskin, and we did have Cousin Brucey, and we did have the sheriff. So we would love to discuss anything at this particular point. We've had a great lineup this morning, and I hope you've enjoyed that, because I think these guests singularly bring something to the show. And we're not constantly talking about coronavirus, and we're not constantly talking about politics. You know, we're talking about other things going on in the world, and that's fun, to be able to talk about other things and not constantly be stuck on one particular subject. So thank goodness for that. Now, let's see. Is there anything going on in the news today? I don't know. You know, the Republican convention did end last night. I heard some people talking about that this morning. I think it probably came off okay. People seem to be happy with that, which is good. I think people were happy with the Democratic convention. I don't think there was anything all that dramatic that happened at either one, which is good. And I guess that's the way it goes. Let's see here. If I go into my folder of things to look at, you know, live radio is interesting in the way that you never know what's going to happen. And you do have to depend somewhat on your guests to show up. Now, when they don't show, it does throw a little bit of a wrench into what you had planned to do. But on the other side, you know, it happens. It's not the worst thing in the world. You've got to have a plan B. And this is what I tell people in life all the time. You've got to have a plan B. You can't always rely on plan A. You've always got to have a backup. Because if you don't have a backup, then you'll be in real trouble. Let's see here. What are some... You know, a few weeks ago, we were talking about legendary comedian Soupy Sales. Because I had watched... It was either an interview or a biography on him. Something like that. And I just found him fascinating. And I still have his biography in my folder here, because I think people have forgotten Soupy Sales, and that's kind of interesting, because he was really a legendary guy on television. Does anybody remember what Soupy Sales was famous for? Give me a buzz. If anybody remembers what Soupy Sales was famous for, give me a call. This'll tell us if Soupy Sales has been forgotten or not. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call. What was Soupy Sales famous for? You know, he was big, probably 50s, 60s. 70s and 80s, he was still around. I don't know how big he was, but he was, certainly was still around on the field. You know, I don't know if we have any... I thought that we had some trivia questions that we did not get answered a few weeks ago that maybe we could do here for a few minutes before we go into Pat Carroll. All right, let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I heard part of your interview with... this morning, how do you get WABC on radio?
Well, what you do? Do you have access to the internet?
Barely.
Well, if you go to Google on the internet, I think if you bring up WABC, it will stream on the website.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you can listen to it right there.
I didn't know if it was on AM or FM or what the frequency was.
You know, I'm pretty sure it's an FM station. You know, let me look here real quick. I'll be able to figure that out. Were you a fan of Cousin Brucie's?
Well, not particularly, but I enjoyed your interview with him this morning.
Oh, well, I appreciate that.
Heard part of it, at least.
You know, he's an interesting guy. He does not seem to want to stop doing what he's doing, which I think's a good thing. Let's see. WABC is 770 AM on the dial. 770.
770 AM.
770 AM, WABC.
Right next to WJR.
Yeah, oh, there's another great station.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right. Those are good questions. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz, and we will put you on the air. Where are those trivia questions that we did not get answered? Does nobody know what Soupy Sales was famous for? You know, there would have been a time where everybody knew what Soupy Sales was famous for. And what a name, Soupy Sales. I think we did that, though, how he got the name. You know what was interesting about... Oh, here we go. Here's some trivia questions that we have not gotten to. Okay, let's see here. Which ones have we not... Oh, there's quite a few here, I guess. Okay, let's give this a shot. Here, we've got some trivia questions. Okay, I think this one we've asked before, but maybe we'll get it today. On the Facts of Life, what was the name Andy thought up to give the girls when they needed to form a singing group? There's one question out there. What show is the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff from? I know a lot of people watch Dukes of Hazzard. What show is Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff from? What was the name of the headmaster at the Eastland School for Girls on The Facts of Life during its first year? Apparently a lot of Facts of Life questions here. Oh, here's one that isn't Facts of Life. On Punky Brewster, how was she abandoned by her mother? Remember Punky Brewster was an orphan? On Punky Brewster, how was she abandoned by her mother? What show was Family Matters a spinoff from? Does anybody know the answers to any of these questions? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 29 and a half minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday, August the 28th, 2020. What show was Family Matters a spinoff from? On Punky Brewster, how was she abandoned by her mother? What was the name of the headmaster at the Eastland School for Girls on the first season of The Facts of Life? What show was The Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff from? If anybody knows, give us a call. We're going to break. We'll be back in exactly 1 minute here on WWGH Radio. Ted, did you know Marion, Ohio is the popcorn capital of the world?
No, Scott, I didn't know that. Could you get me some?
I don't have any at the moment.
Some capital. Does anyone have a Chicken Places number?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here on this Getaway Friday, August 28th, 2020, 31 minutes past the hour. Does anybody know the answer to any of those trivia questions that we just went through? Does anybody know what Soupy Sales was famous for? Does anybody know that? Does anybody know on the Facts of Life, what was the name that Andy thought up to give the girls when they needed to form a singing group? What show is the Dukes of Hazzard a spin-off from? What was the name of the headmaster at the Eastland School for Girls on the Facts of Life during its first season? On Punky Brewster, how was she abandoned by her mother? What show was Family Matters a spin-off from? Does anybody know the answer? 740-383-9944. Now, the other day, we were also having an interesting conversation about foods people don't like. Foods people don't like, or foods that are weird to eat. Weird concoctions that people eat. My example throughout the week has been saltine crackers and milk. I've seen so many people use this as a go-to. Saltine crackers and milk. Now, I do have to admit, as I've said, that it actually ends up tasting okay. It's not as bad as you might think. But it is an interesting, I guess it's considered a dessert. I don't know if it's considered a meal or not. I would probably consider it more of a dessert. We had heard of coffee bread, which I had never heard of, which apparently is taking a piece of bread and pouring coffee on it, and a little bit of sugar. I don't know how that would taste, but that's one of the things we had. You know, people used to do weird stuff with soup. You know, it seemed like anything in a can would go into the soup, and that would be your soup. Didn't they call that garbage soup, or something like that? So there are weird concoctions like that. There are all kinds of strange desserts that have went on over the years. And I don't know. I don't know why people get so creative with desserts. Do you have a creative dessert that is something you can't buy in the store but something you do creatively? Give me a buzz if you do. Dessert recipes are always interesting. We all love to hear about the desserts that you eat. Also, you know, is there anything that you do that nobody else does? Now, mine has been the cottage cheese dish. You know, the tub of whipped cream, the tub of cottage cheese, and the package of Jell-O dry, all mixed together and stirred up. Now, that to me is a great dessert. Does anybody else have anything like that? And I think I gave the macaroni and cheese recipe a few months ago, which apparently macaroni and cheese is not a favorite of quite a few people. I had no idea there was such an aversion to macaroni and cheese. But apparently there is. Who would have ever guessed that? But, you know, different taste for different people. Mine is gravy and peanut butter. But as I say, my thing with peanut butter is kind of different. Because I can eat peanut butter in a Reese cup. I can eat peanut butter in a Buckeye. I just would never be one to have a peanut butter sandwich. I would never be one to do like peanut butter on celery. Or I used to know somebody who used to make a big cup of hot tea, and they would put peanut butter on a graham cracker, and they would dunk it. You know, that's just something I could not do. That's too much peanut butter for me. But some people love that. Some people just think that's great. But that's just a hair too much peanut butter for my system. You know, we're going to be joined here momentarily by legendary actress Pat Carroll, and it's always fun to talk with Pat because she's had such an extensive career. I mean, she's won a Grammy Award, which I don't think she ever intended, because she's not really a singer. She won an Emmy Award very young, I think, for work that she did on the Sid Caesar show. she, well, became the voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid. I'm sure that's something she did not expect. That became a gigantic success. Gigantic success. And probably is what she's most well known for today. Being Ursula in The Little Mermaid. And that movie, you know, recently I got the chance to watch that movie. I had never seen it. And here, 20 years after it was made, I finally got a chance to watch the movie. And the movie is not bad at all. Little Mermaid is not a bad movie. You know, Disney knows what they're doing when it comes to those movies. That is for sure. As we head up to 37 minutes past the hour, maybe we'll see if we can get Pat on the line a little early here. Maybe we'll try 20 minutes before the hour, because she's so much fun to talk to. Once we get her on the line, I think we can have a lot of good conversation. And then we're also waiting to see who's going to show up here at noon. Because at this point, I just don't know. I'm getting very little information this morning. Usually, I get a little more information than what I'm getting. But the information has kind of been trickling in this morning, which is strange in a lot of ways. Which makes me think that maybe there's been some kind of tragedy, and I hope there hasn't. But I don't know. I don't know what has happened. I do hope, though, that if she's able to come, that Michelle is able to show up. Because 2 weeks ago, I had a lot of fun with her when she was in the studio. She's a very thoughtful thinker. You know, there are some people who think about things and make very rash judgments. I've never thought Michelle is one of those people. I think she's a very, she really thinks about the question. And she really thinks about the answer. I think she really tries to give her best answer to the question asked. So that's what makes her a good guest. And that's what we're looking for today. Because we want to have a good noon show. Because we've had a good morning. We've had Cousin Brucey, Sheriff Bailey, Kreskin, and hopefully here momentarily, the legendary Pat Carroll. So we're hoping the trend continues here this morning. So I'll tell you what we are going to do. We are going to step out here and see if we can get Earl on the line and start a little early with her. So don't you dare go anywhere. Back with Pat Carroll right after this momentary break here on WWGH Radio.
We're having fun every day from 1 to 3 p.m. on Now with Scott Spears right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Just ask legendary comedian Phyllis Diller.
Why hasn't the world found Scott and put him on a pedestal? And, you know, after all, Larry King can't live forever.
Or legendary actress Jane Meadows.
That's one of the reasons I tell you you're the best of all the interviewers. And that's why I love you and your show, dear.
Actress and singer Marla Gibbs.
As long as you breathe, you'd better believe it's never too late for life. So drop all your fear, 'cause as long as you're here, it's never too late for life.
Our professional wrestler and movie star Ox Baker.
I want to tell you, listeners of the WWGH, this is Ox Baker. Mary Ohio, I know you listen to WWGH. You better start listening.
Or the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Hello there. How are you, Scott Spears? Ted Williams here in Columbus, Ohio. And Scott, I just want to let you know I love you as an individual. I always refer to Marion as being the home of WCMH's Bob Dunaway, and now I refer to it as the home of Scott Spears.
That's Now with Scott Spears, 1 to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday, right here on WWGH 107.1 FM, the place to be.
This is Marianne Michaels, and you can catch my friend Scott Spears Monday through Friday right here on WWGH 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Entertaining interviews with celebrities and local topics every day.
Live 12:10 to 2 p.m.
And we're back here on this Getaway Friday, August the 28th, 2020, 41 minutes past the hour. And we're going to spend the rest of this hour with one of my favorite people. Now, let me tell you, we have had a great morning this morning. We had Cousin Brucey on, legendary New York DJ. We had the amazing Kreskin on, legendary mentalist. And now we're going to turn to somebody who, don't tell anybody, really is my favorite guest. She comes on her birthday every year. I've been to her home and done interviews. She comes on at Christmas and Thanksgiving. She's just like a member of the family. And during these trying times, she's always a voice of hope. Her laugh is infectious. Everybody loves to hear from her. She is a Grammy Award winner. She is an Emmy Award winner. Maybe best known as the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid. A legendary career that still goes on to this day. The absolute gracious lady herself, Pat Carroll. Pat, how are you?
I'm wonderful, and you sound good. I hope you're well. I hope you're enjoying the season. I hope you're not being infected by the nastiness of the world out there. Well, we got to shape them up.
I know. Pat, what do you make? You've been around 9 decades now. What do you make of this time we're in?
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible. And the thing that I hate worst about it, it's a lousy time for kids to grow up. There's so little hope in this world. They aren't given examples of how human beings can exist and contribute. And they aren't told that contributing is the way to live. It's what we're all here for. We're all here for each other, not just ourselves.
Mm. You know, Pat, you always have such an optimistic attitude. How have you stayed optimistic during this time?
It's not easy, but I figure I'm not going to fall into the morass of hopelessness and nastiness and just miserableness that exists today. I'm not going to join that group.
You know, it's hard, right? People seem to be so downtrodden, and it's an awful thing to see.
Well, it is. And I don't like to live in a world like that, but I'm not going to exit it until I have to. It's up to the good Lord. But I'll tell you, I just, every day I get up, and I don't read newspapers, so I'm not depressed by that. But if you turn on the TV and you hear the news, you're being hit by the news. And it's not good. And the world is just at sixes and sevens, and people are thrashing about, and no one laughs anymore. There aren't enough funny people about to help us giggle and say, oh my, yes, that's true. We need someone with a sense of humor to be leading us.
Do you think, Pat, that it's becoming a lost art to be funny? Because you're exactly right. We don't see a lot of funny people.
No. And I don't tune anybody in on the TV because they're funny, because there aren't any.
And has there ever been a state like this in your life where we've been in a period where we cannot laugh and there just aren't a lot of funny people?
I don't know, but I tell you, as Americans alone, we're in big trouble, because I think the joyous thing about our country has always been its ability to laugh. And if we lose that, or if we have no opportunity to do it, we're in big trouble, because I think one of God's great gifts to the human beings has been a sense of humor and laughter. What a gift he gave us with laughter, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know,
what would we do in times of blueness and times when everything seems to stink if we couldn't laugh?
Well,
I cling on to my friends who have that kind of humor, who are able to laugh in the worst of times, always find something to be amused by, because, oh, if we don't use God's great gift, we're all in big trouble. But we don't have a lot of people around in the entertainment industry today who are making us laugh.
Now, Pat, have you seen anything recently at all on television or a movie that you thought was particularly good?
No, I haven't been to a movie. I can't tell you the last one. Maybe Gone with the Wind. I don't know. But I haven't seen a film because I haven't been urged to go out and see one, either because of the acting stars or because I like the story or it sounds good. I can't tell the last film I've seen.
You know, Pat, all throughout your life, you have been able to laugh at some pretty rough times. You lost a child at one point. How do you get through it?
Well, you get through it by being on God's side and knowing that all of us have rough times. God didn't promise us good times always, but He's always there and He always pulls us through. I've never been disappointed in the good Lord. And I don't care. And people have, oh, there's such sad stories about. But if you have faith that God up there knows what He's doing, and there must be a reason for everything.
Mm. Now, Pat, are you able to stay in contact with your family during this time?
Oh, I'm with my contact with my family every day. I've got my two daughters are still in L.A. and a granddaughter, and I'm we talk every day.
And everybody.
And sometimes I write them on the, you know, what's that technical thing we write on?
The email.
Email. That shows you something. I can't even remember the name of it. But I am always in touch with my family because they make me laugh. And the joy is the minute I hear any of their voices on the phone, I know I'm going to laugh at something. God gave them all a sense of humor, including my granddaughter, who makes me laugh so wondrously well. And being the young teenage lady she is, she's in touch with that world. I would have no contact with it if it weren't for her. And I have the best laughs with that granddaughter. And I appreciate her so much. Oh, God gave us a wonderful gift with a sense of humor, didn't He?
Oh, absolutely. Now, Pat, what kind of grandmother are you?
Oh, I'm a loving grandmother. God only knows. I always have a $5 or $10 bill I slip into a little note. Because I remember my grandmother used to do that. And, oh, Lord of mercy, didn't I appreciate it. I got my weekly allowance, but it was never enough, was it? Of course not. And my grandmother always slipped a $5 or $10 bill and a note from her. And, oh, wow, that was, I would be so thrilled. I couldn't wait to open a note from her. Because I knew there'd be money in it. So I try to do the same for my granddaughter.
You know, Pat, during this time that we're in right now, how are you spending your days? What are you doing during the day?
What am I doing during the day? What a good question. I do a lot of reading. I'm still reading omnivorously. Thank the good Lord for giving me eyesight that still works. And I use my library card, and I buy books, and I just love to sit with a good book and spend a few hours every day just relaxing that way. And thank God for reading, and thank God for our library system in this country. It's something we don't appreciate enough, and we don't talk about it and compliment it. Thank God for our libraries. And those wonderful librarians. I was so fortunate as a kid to have a children's librarian who got to know me and suggested books that were bang on and so wonderful. And she would say, have you read the so-and-so? And if I said yes, she'd say, well, what did you think about it? And she'd listen to my critique. God bless that good woman. She was a brilliant children's librarian. And just the very fact that we have the libraries, and usually staffed by such wonderful people, what a gift to the American population.
Now, Pat, do you have a book, a favorite book, that you would recommend that people should read?
Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind. Why is that a favorite of yours?
Why is it?
Yeah.
Because it's Southern. And my mother was Southern, and she was the one who introduced it to me. And I have just always enjoyed that book. It's full of such wonderful characters. It made a marvelous film. And, yeah, I think that's it. It encompasses everything.
There is something about the hospitality of Southern people. They just have a different outlook on life and a different take on life that seems to be very optimistic. Was your mother that way?
Oh, my golly, yes. And what a social lady she was. Oh, and she gave such wonderful parties for her lady friends. And she had a bridge club. And she enjoyed social life. And Southern ladies do enjoy their social life. And my mother was a prime example of that. I have not followed her example as good as it was. But she was brilliant at it. And her favorite thing, we lived not too far away from Farmer's Market in Los Angeles, which is a fascinating area. My mother would be there every day for at least an hour or two watching people. Just sitting with her cup of coffee and a little donut or something, and watching people. And I snuck in one day and sat not too far away, far enough away so she couldn't see me, but I could see her. That woman so enjoyed watching people. And I think she made up stories about everybody based on what they looked like and the way they acted and the rest of it. But, oh, how she loved Farmer's Market.
Hmm. You know, Pat, when did you decide, when did you know that you wanted to get into the acting profession?
When I was 12 years old. And I suddenly thought, because of something I did at school, that made me realize that the relationship to an audience is like a love affair. And I just, it was like, I knew immediately what it was. I wanted to do that all the time. I wanted to do that for my profession, for my business. And thank the good Lord, I have done it all my life, and I'm continuing to do it, and I am so grateful.
Were your parents...
It's been very rewarding.
Were your parents encouraging?
Oh, they were wonderful. I think my father, who was 6'3" and a handsome Southern man with the Southern accent and the manners of a knight of the order of gallantry. I mean, women would be bowled over by my dad. He was a handsome man and Southern and full of manners. And no woman ever opened a door when my father was around. Never. And he would carry things for ladies. He was so good. And he was so handsome, and the ladies would almost faint that this gentleman of such gorgeous manner, demeanor, and looks was helping them. But he was a Southern gentleman, and he believed in the order of gallantry. And no lady could be in distress when my father was around.
What do you think your parents ingrained upon your life?
First, moral values. And they were good examples of that. And my father was a recuperated alcoholic. So he'd been to a state institution for it and everything. And the man spent his life, he still served drinks himself in his home. But I never saw him take a drink in his later years. And he was so kind to people who had the drinking problem because he was understanding, he'd been there. But he always served alcohol in his home, very graciously. So my admiration for my father was sky high.
You know, Pat, you've lived these 93 years and continue to do well. What do you think is the secret to living to an age of 93?
First, keeping healthy. I think people forget that they are responsible for their own health. And I think that includes smoking. I was a smoker for years and years, loved it, had a ball doing it. But I knew it wasn't good for me even when I was doing it, but I so enjoyed it. But I think you have to look after your own health. You can't rely just on your doctor. You are responsible for your own health. And that means mental as well.
How have you stayed positive? Because you just are upbeat all the time.
Well, I think, another nice question. I think going back to that lady called my mother, she was a prime example. My mother was Southern to her fingertips. She had the manners of a Southern lady. She was generous. She was a wonderful neighbor. She was a wonderful friend and certainly a marvelous mother. But I think attitude is everything, and if you don't have it in your own life, you can't share it with other people. And my mother had that to an nth degree, and she shared it with her family and her friends. And, oh, when she threw a party, it was the most marvelous party because everyone was truly invited, meaning they participated. She made sure of that. And I think very few women today know how to be a good hostess. And I think the good hostess is one who engages all of her guests mightily. And my mother did that to the nth degree. I can't do half what she did.
You know, Pat, it's interesting. We talked earlier on about you winning the Grammy Award, and you have said many times that you are not a professionally trained singer, but you have won the top award that the music industry can give. When you look at that Grammy Award, what do you think about?
I think, how lovely. I'm so complimented, which is wonderful. Because I think we actors are many times not very grateful about awards and treat them with kind of a facetious, but they are a recognition and as such should be accepted with grace and accepted with pleasure and joy and thankfulness.
Now, Pat, how long have you been singing? Have you sang all your life?
Well, not professionally, but my family were musical, and none of them played piano or any other instrument. I was the only one. I played the piano accordion, and I was the only one in the family who played an instrument. But everybody loved getting together and singing and enjoying music, and everybody loved their music, no matter what it was.
Now,
so I grew up with music in the house all the time.
Is there a song that you remember from your childhood?
Oh, there's so many of them, particularly ones my mother loved, and I can't think of a one now that you ask. But most of them were the sentimental ballads of the 30s in our country, and we had so many good music writers during that period, didn't we?
Absolutely.
Irving Berlin. And he wrote sentimental things. You don't hear sentimental songs anymore.
If you are around the house today and singing or humming something, what's the song today that pops in your head?
I'll be loving you always with a love that's true always. Who is that, Irving Berlin?
I believe so.
Yep.
So I think Kitty Carlisle used to sing that song quite a bit.
Oh, did she?
I think she did.
Oh, well, I certainly enjoyed her for years and years. She was always so gracious.
Well, Pat, there is never enough time to be with you. You always perk up the audience. You always perk me up. You are my favorite guest to have on. You're just
best. Aren't you nice? You're full of blarney, you wonderful man.
And we will talk again soon because, as I say, it's almost become like a family thing. Thanksgiving, Christmas, your birthday, we talk and we always have a great time. You're the best.
Well,
Pat,
I always enjoy it, so I bless you for doing it.
Stay well, Pat, and we'll talk soon.
All right, I look forward. Bye.
Bye-bye. The legendary Pat Carroll. How about that? Okay, we'll come back in 10 minutes and see what's going on here. Stay tuned.
And the week's vacation, but they got lost out in the woods. The nights grew dark and lonely.